A photogram is made by placing an object on light-sensitive paper, which is then exposed to light, creating a negative image of the object. Camera-less photographic images of subjects like leaves or flowers had been produced since the 1830s. But around 1922, almost simultaneously, artists such as Ilizitsky, Laszlo Moholy-Nagy, and Man Ray all began experimenting with photograms. Curator Leah Dickerman.
Man Ray, in particular, embraced their irrationality, the reversals, the way that you could have a white shadow, for instance, or space would be turned inside out. And he embraced, too, the lack of control that an artist had in making photograms, the little bit of chance that was involved in creating an image. The Hungarian artist Laszlo Moholy-Nagy also embraced photograms as a way of making a new kind of abstract image. And his thinking about it came very much out of thinking of light as painting's most essential subject matter. When he became a faculty member at the Bauhaus, he set up something like a laboratory where he accumulated materials that allowed him to play with light, screens and tubes and mesh, things that were shiny and opaque and translucent, all of which would allow him to manipulate the absorption and reflection of light. Even though they're tied to objects, photograms don't necessarily depict them. They're traces of their physical presence in the world. It's a sign of something that's been, rather than making an image that looks like something else.